we know Blackpool needs a year-round offer to ensure that we're a resort that's for the full 12 months, that we can offer job security and support to local residents, but also to attract those tourists and individuals who want to come to Blackpool every month. For me and for many in the town, that conversation has been around an arena. Now, for me, that has to be a multi-use arena. So it's got sports, esports, music, expo, and it's one of those that can be multi-use. And so I've been making my case. The council announced that they were hiring these consultants to look at offers and ideas. They asked residents for ideas, and that's why I launched my petition to share my idea and many of those in the culture and art space in our town, because we believe that is the right project for the missing piece of the puzzle here in Blackpool. So I've been making my case in Parliament and across the country, and I was delighted that the Secretary of State has allocated 20 million towards that build, but that's not the job done. And I want to be clear with residents, whilst we've got this money, it now allows us to see if this is feasible with a private partner who will cover the rest of the costs and work with us to deliver this project going forward. Because again, none of us want a great new shiny building there on the central car park that isn't actually full of gigs and music and esports. So we need the right partner who can fill that and work with us to ensure that it's a success.
This is the thing, isn't it? I mean, a massive arena like that, you're wanting to attract some big names. Is it not too close to Manchester?
No, because what we're looking at here is one smaller than Manchester, around between the 10 and 15,000. There is a huge market for that now in sport, in concerts, in comedy, in esports as well, which is a huge growing market, and also expo. And that's what industry experts are telling me, again, in music, in sports. So for us, we're offering a different offer to those of Manchester and Liverpool. We're also, you know, not stepping on the toes of those that go to the Winter Gardens and other venues we've got. But then what we have is the heritage. That's our secret weapon. And people love coming back to Blackpool, and we're going to be able to offer that.
So you're looking now for a developer to take this on. The £20 million is the fact-finding money, isn't it, initially?
Yeah, so what we're saying to any developer is there's already £20 million on the table to work with you, so you don't have to cover all the costs yourselves. Government want to support. I've got meetings next week with officials to look at some of the offers we've had already from other organisations who are really keen. You know, this is about building on the successes of Blackpool. Also down the road, we've got happening at the minute an incredible Living Festival that's been a monumental success, with local people, Coventry, leading on that, working with Live Nation. We've got the talent on our doorstep, we've got the contacts on our doorstep, and we're all coming together to see if we can make this dream a reality. But there's 20 million on the table for any developer who wants to put their money in to make this a success.
As you know, people have been wanting to develop that site now for nigh on 60 odd years. How confident are you this one will come off?
Look, so far every proposal on that site has failed for one reason or another. But what we have now is a clear site ready to be developed on quickly. And we've got an appetite now of organisations and private business who have approached us to develop that site. They know what Blackpool has to offer. They know the potential. They know the footfall we get now from visitors. We are the most popular and visited seaside town in the country. We're here to help. We're here to be open. The council have obviously instructed the two consultants to work with them. We've got the fantastic Blackpool Tourism Limited, led by Kate Shane, who's just phenomenal and knows exactly this industry like the back of her hand. So we've got all the ingredients now. It's just seeing if we can finally make it work.